left of the Gemara, the last line of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, it's known, and the Suga goes just to the top of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Tosfos Agav, and the Tosfos Arosh. That's a little later. The Gemara, that's the, and the Shulchan Aruch is the Ramah Siv Beis Badavachar, which we skipped, and Simet Sadi Vav Siv Aleph, with all the Mepharshim. That's Dov HaChorof. So we will see that three chumras of Dov HaChorof, we'll have to analyze them one by one. That's for tomorrow. But today, we're trying to finish up the existing Gemara Makom Mashiach. Let's turn our attention, Rabbi Osai, to the Pisach and Shuvah, here in Simen Sadi. Hey. Sivkot and Beis. The Ramah says, with the Yevet Mutah B'chol Inyan, we saw Machlokas and Tosfos about Nisbashlu, in the Rosh about Nitzlu. So the Shach Sivkot and Dalet said, but the Eved Mutter, Umarshal says, the Nitzlu is Osir Afilu b'di Eved. And then Pesach Shuvah quotes it. Dafka Nitzbashlu sheish gimel nos neitam, hikir atam holech lebeem tzoyes hamayim, avo Nitzlu Osir Shach, ulefizeh, gam in Nitzbashlu, after had dogim mutarim, what does that mean? Dogim shalav bekara, and you put it in the kutach, it's mutter, not barnat. Mikomakom harotev osur to have kimo nitzla prima gada chavas das. The rotev itself, there's no emtsos, there's no intervening material. The rotev itself touches the pan which had absorbed the meat, and therefore the rotev is the equivalent of if you fried eggs on the fleshika pan. According to this opinion of the Shach, it's even also b'di'evet. And so too, if you into that same pan you put a particular liquid, that liquid is in direct contact with the pan, and therefore would be prohibited as well according to the Shach. Who says so? The Marshal Yam Shel Shlomo says it with respect to Dvash. Dvash? No. Fine. But let's go a little further, Pesach Shuv. The Katzavod HaChavaz Das, the Hod and Nitzlu Osur, according to the Shach and the Marshal, Dafka Shetzola Dogim Bishpud Ovikli Shetzolu Balbosa. It was tzli both directions. First you fried meat, now you fry potatoes. Those potatoes and butter is also be the yevin, according to the Shach. Avalim tzola dogim b'kedera shebishlam basar. You cook meat with a medium of water, and then you fry potatoes in that same pot or pan, mutter. Kevin Shetam Bosa Nivla Bekli Ayade Bishel Choshme Korakimo Gimel Nos Neitam. What does that mean? Went from the meat to the water to the pot and to the potatoes. So therefore, since it went with three, even the Shach and the Maharshal would agree that it's permissible according to the Chavaz Das. And he tells you where to find the Chavaz Das. It's in Sifkaton Dalit. You may recall that we saw in the original Chavaz Das that the Imre Baruch disagrees. If you want to just turn to refresh your memory, Simen Sadi Hey in the Chavaz Das, which you all have. Imre Baruch, it's printed somewhere in the bottom of your Chavaz Das, should be. Tells it in Maram Shif, says something similar, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Sharei Dura says no. Dafka Kshetam Echad Bekli Fitam Beis Ba'ochel. That we saw from the Prima Gonim. Some could say, you don't say Me'ochel Le'ochel, not Barnat. otherwise he would. And the Prima Gadim says, no, like we said, Machat the Tam Echad Meochal Ochal Ein Abba Cheshmen Abarnat. So the Prima Gadim is against this Chavez Das. You can't say, well, it went from the meat to the water to the Kli. That water is irrelevant, because water is an Ochel. Irrelevant, totally irrelevant. It's only relevant on the way out. So on the way out, we're more maker when it comes to cooking, when it comes to frying, according to the Shach and the Marshal. On the way in, it's irrelevant. And then with the Chavez Das is incorrect, according to the Prima Gadim and others as well. Fine. Now Rabbi Osai, having discussed this part of the Ramah, to turn our attention to something which we spoke about, we learned some in Sadi Beis, but it requires a revisiting at the present time. That's the Ramah and Siv Gimel. Ramah and Siv Gimel, which we have, did not get a chance to look at last week at all. We said we would. Now's the time. Avolim Ira, I'm with a small Chav Beis of the Groys. It's a very important Groy. We'll get to it later. But everyone look inside. Avolim Ira, Mayim Roschim She'enon Shalbos Avolo Shalcholov. Plain water. Al Kalim Shalbos Avolo Shalcholov B'yachah. See, you have Leishik and Milch, and all piled up. Vafilu shuman davik behem, and they're greasy. This would milchik grease, fleshik grease. Hakol shari. Why? The ain irui kikli rishon mamish sheyasa shehakelim shemare aleihem yivlu zemizem. It's not kli rishon mamish that they should absorb one from the other. This is what the Ramah says. Let's turn my attention, Rabbi Osai, to the Shach. Shach siv katan chof. We saw this a little bit when we learned Sadi Beis. It's time to see it again. Koshali, to mash and bidivri harav b'hagosim and samachesif yud, iri mevashal kadei klipa. He wrote in Torah's Chatas as well. So if iri is mevashal kadei klipa, so why does it make the kalim treif when one is fleshiks and one is milchiks and they're near each other? Tzorach loma, the sfirle leharav, the nei the mevashal kolkach shatar nagolis maflut umavliya. You pour hot water over a chicken. It enables the blood to go from one capillary to the next. And it can no longer be extracted by the typical salting process. So the whole chicken is treif. Mikol makom, hakli shehu kosher, eino bolea. The eino mafru mavlia, and the different versions of what's next, bekli shehu kosher. We have the word keechad over here. And there are those who claim that's a typo. The Machzah Shekel said it's a typo. We'll come back to it. What he's saying over here is that yes, Iwi achieves a bli and a click of clay klipa into a food, which is fairly soft, not into a kli, which is very hard. This is what the Shach says. That's the Ramos. Alinyan Dina, Nire, Kamasha Kosa Bagal Shari Dura, B'Shem Marash. Quoting from the Maharash, it's printed now in Hagi Maharash. Okay, umevio b'toras chatos the nesru, the cave of the caramel and the iri mevashel, k'mo sheyizbor b'simen kufei, imkein choshev kibishul mamish umavliya afilu b'kli. Not only in a soft food, but in a hard kli as well. V'chimucha b'diri amorachai goes oshri. Afilu l'mandoma klisheni maflid u'mavliya, mavliya u'mavlid, ein svar l'chale b'kli. No difference between a food and a kli. The court of Chaim Cohen, etc. Hoyin asarim kol akelim shemogon tanagolos, magot adam shepoledes tanagolos nilu b'kli. No difference between a food and a kli. Im ken kol shkein, t'lemay the kaimel and the iri mevashel, the mevashel afilu b'kli. And therefore it caused absorption into the kli proper. The Marshal said so. In Simon Samach Dalid, if you pour water on Koros, Tzrichim Ladaktik Lishol Imhoyu Shom Shirei Macho, Fisha Irui Mafladu Mavlia Kedei Klipa. End quote. He quotes this from the Maharshal. And the Rav in Toros Chada says, Lo Nogel Lahogel Bazet. You should be Mach, there's no Hefsin Meruba. Period. That's what it says. It's interesting. If you look at the Machtis HaShekel on the bottom, V'Shairi Maftanu Mavliya, you should all have it. Do you have it? Is that in the green one has it on the Machtis HaShekel on the bottom? Rabbi said the green Shulchan Aruch. Is there a Bachta Shach on the bottom of the Shach? Should be. You have it, no? No one sees it. If you don't open it up, it's hard to see. The Shach is found over here in Simon Sadi Hesiv Kotten Chav. My dish has a Machtas HaShekel on the bottom. You don't have it? Could be you don't have it. Okay, then I have to read it myself. I thought you all had it. I'll read it very slowly and carefully. Fisha'iwi Maflinu Mavliya. What's a Loma? Maflit. Oh, Mavliya. Oh, Mavliya. One or the other. And the text that we have, the Eino Maflu Mavliya Ki Echad, asks the Machza Shekel, if it does one or the other, Adayin Akushi Al Harav, the Ramah, Sherei Kosav Afilu Shuman Dovak Bem Hakol Shari, there's a Fleshiga dish full of grease, gravy, and our water comes and bangs it onto the milchiks. There's no need for it to be Maflit. Maflit means if it's absorbed. Here it's on the surface. All it has to do is be Mavliya. So the Kenah should be Osa. It's the word Kiecha is a tall sofer. The Eino Maflit Mavliya Bekli Shul Kosher. Fave Vav Shalu Mavliya Vav HaMechalekas. Eino Maflit O Mavliya. Even Chaminayu, here we cannot do it a Kli Vishu Kosher. Al Kada Machzah, you don't have it in the bottom? So you should have it. But I do have it, and I'm reading it to you from the Machzah Hashem. Very, very important change. Rav Moshe answers. Rav Moshe answers the same way, listen carefully. As it's not Mafra, Rav Liya Gavah, doesn't do two pulas. I mentioned this to you last week. It's not Mechameim Umav Liya Kiechad. And I told you that somewhat unusually, the Bali HaShulchan embraces Rav Moshe's distinction. Those who have it, who has the Bali HaShulchan in front of? Who has it? No one has it? We have only one person. I'm one of the two Eidim. Open up to the Bali HaShulchan and Simon Sadi. Hey, Sivkotan Ayin Zayin. I'm reading to you a brief excerpt of the Bali HaShulchan. Where he says more or less what Rav Moshe says. Ayin Zayin. Even though Iwi it's Maflit and it's Mavliya. Here's Mutter. Why? And Kocho shall Iwi Chazal Kolkach on page Shinzayin. Sheyuchal Lechameim Davaratzonein. At Sheyuchal Avlilo Tochli. Yeah. It's you can't be Mechameim heated up and Mavliya in one shot. Doesn't work. Kei Nira. On the bottom he says, I said it earlier, etc. In some way, he says, as Rav Moshe said. One second. Ka'ein v'reinu igus Moshe. Simon men beis and av beis. Okay, pretty nice. It's on page Shinches. This is the Pshat Rabosai in the Ramah. Although, I told you that Machzal changed, takes the word Ke'echad, takes it out. Says it doesn't belong. All right, two different opinions. Now, what's going to happen, Rabbi Osai? Halacha lemaisa. We understand that Rambam said it. Is it accepted? Says the Shach. No, he doesn't think we should accept it. What's the source for the Rambam? Isa v'heter. The Shach refutes this. Look carefully in the Shach. This is very important. End of Chaf. He said, "V'heta ha'aruch shtehit derafilu shuman davik behen." Haydav shem de'ozel etamei. The svirle the irui eino mevashel v'lo maftud u'mavliya afilu k'dei klipa. He paskins l'kula. Ela bo'leya k'dei klipa k'oru shem etzanano. As he says explicitly. You know, he's not mevashel. Like the Rashbam. He also the Rashbam. Avlamai the Kaimel on the Iri Mavashika de Klipa, Nikamashika Safti against the Ramah, against Yisavet of Aruch. Miyu, says the Holy Shach, Hecha de Heim de Kiyim, if the dishes are all clean and not greasy, Vada Yesh Lahatim Itam Not Barnat, as the Mashal says. Not Barnat. What does it mean, not Barnat? The taste went from where to where? Let's chazer again. It went from the meat to the dish, and from the dish into the water that's sliding across, and it's still mutter. Two knots lehetera. And by the time that water bangs into the flesh of the dish later on, too late. Not Barnat lehetera. Very nice. Beautiful. Abel hecha davi kli shal iser, trefik dishes with kosher dishes. Lo shak na panach is the isura. Near that field of naki yasur. Even if it's clean, it should still be yasur. But it's sarachin bezeh. The efshal she afilu mevasha lo mevasha kulei haim. She yafli min akli v'yavli al akli. Take it from a kli and into a kli. Perhaps we don't go that far. Maybe from an ochel to a kli, from a kli to an ochel, but from an ochel, from a kli to a kli. This far, maybe it's not mafunum avliya kiyachot. The shach remains uncertain. Uncertain. But he's noted, because there was uncertainty, to be machmir. And therefore he explains, since he's uncertain, what's the bottom line? Yesh lahachmir b'shneim b'mokom shenefzit meruba. Ki nira kevet the mevashel d'choshev b'mamash kibishel. And he quotes Agos Shari Dura. Ein chiluk. There's no to the Hachmer in this Shaila Rabosai as well. And the same would apply when it comes to Kli Bosa V'Shecholov She'echad Mehem Noki V'Echad Mehem Eino Noki Sha'Noki Osur V'Sheino Noki Tzorachiyun. Maybe we should say with the Noki Nasa Nevela Choza V'Yosur Hasheni Kevin Shemar Lov Kopa. Or maybe not. Again, as we said before, not Mavasha Kulehai, but it's not to the Chumra. Adkan, the word of the Shach here at Sivkotin, Chof. Question, Rabbi Osai. Why is the Shach saying this is a not Barnat? Why don't we say, just as the Ramo himself said, if you wash fleshiga dishes in a milchika pan, it's not Barnat. We pass the toast and say for a truma. Get the Ramban. So we should say the same thing over here. This question is raised by the Prima Godin. In the Siv Se Das, Sivkotin Chof. Give a look. Give a look. Umashakos of the Nakim Havinat Barnat, line 2 of Sukkot and Chav Primagon. Toma Minchas Yaakov Klamlun Zainos Chavbeis, Flaramo Bikaros Hatamim Nogin Zebazeh. And the Prichodesh Yazain is also Hechmir, in the crazy placey. He's saying there are those who claim that this Kula is not legitimate because the waters mix together. The water is mixed together. Very serious. The water is mixed together. Oh. Of course, the question is, where did the Shach get this from? And if it's clean, then it's okay. He got it from the Marashal, an impeccable source. What did the Marashal say in Simasa? Let's read it again. Back in the middle of the Shach. Hecha she'iru mayim roskim alakoros tzrichim ledakdek v'lishol im hoyu sham shiurei machol. You have to worry about if there's any leftover meat or dairy. Implying that there's nothing, if they're clean, it's okay. So the Marashal indicates that you don't have to worry about the not barnat in this kind of a case. Well, the poskim say the Marshal is no raya. Is no raya lakula. Why? Because stam kelim ena b'nei yoman. The average case, the average kli wasn't used in 24 hours. So therefore, in the average case, you're medakik to see if there's any actual b'en, real food there. But ena chinami, if they're both b'nei yoman, according to this analysis, it should in fact be prohibited. Be prohibited. This is the opinion of the Rama. So halacha lemaisa, what do? Again, the Pri Chodesh, I forget. You have Pri Chodesh, but not all of you. Not all of you. I'll read you a very brief excerpt. If you have it, please look inside. The Pri Chodesh again is a very important sefer. Simon Sadi Hey, Sivkotin Yud Zayin. I'm getting older, being briefly, not everybody has it over here. says the shach is mekel, the mokel hefts the meruba. He doesn't like it. He wants to aser even b'mokom hefsid meruba. The end of the prichodesh sivkaton yud zayin. Doesn't like it. However, Abosai, there are those who say you're getting too far carried away with your chumras. We should be mekel. Why? Because after all, the mechaber is mekel against that Rama. The mechaber is not worried. That's the mechaber here in Siv Gimel. It is not barnat. So therefore, in a pinch, hefsid meruba, we can be making. But there's one outstanding question which you all have in front of you. That's Rabbi Kiveg. Kiveg, look inside, please, Rabbi Kiveg. The Irila Mavashal Kulehai. Yesh La'ayin, says Rabbi Kiveg. Please look inside. Afim Iru Yehna Mavashal Lahafta Lavliya Mikli Likli. If it doesn't achieve that much. Mikomakom. Nidon de Betchila Halichluk Shabikli Cholov. Bola miklinoki the basa. The dirt, the milchik of the cheese that's left over on the dairy kli absorbs what? Absorbs from the fleshik of clean kli. Alright. They're saying it doesn't go from kli to kli, but cheese is a food. So this thin veneer of cheese that's left on the outside of the milchik of kli should absorb what's absorbed in the fleshik's kli. The iwi mouth of the ochel, the ochel, it's not into a clear quarter of the shah, but into an ochel. Bachakak, shemara, shenis, you're pouring more water. Mavliya halichluch nevela lakli. The veneer of cheese is no longer cheese, it's now nevela. Has a bliya basa becholov. The bliya which went from the fleshiga dish into the thin layer of dairy on the dairy dish, that's nasa nevela. And once it's nasa nevela, the ear will push that into the kli itself. So all the kalim should be treif. Wow. When my time is not on the bekli iser, afim nekia, afim name of the nirim afim avdei kiyachot. So what? Hamikom gom be'iri horish nasa mayim nevela. The Bali Mikli Yisr, Ubi Rishniya, Mavliya Hamayim, the Nasa Nevela, the Kli Eter. And even Hefsi Meruba, we don't say Hanan Balach, but the Mayim at the Balua, Shebesocha, Nevloim, the Kli Eter. So, we can judge about this question. But that's in the case of water. But in the first case, where it's Lichluch Gush, name of the lichluch heter nesek de klipa, and the second year makes the kli aser, and he has no terrors. Rabbi Kivega has no terrors to this question. No terrors. There would have been a terrors, the Biurim writes, if you would say that when the hot water bangs on the thin layer and pushes it in, perhaps it wouldn't succeed in getting the Issa, which is Nivla, into it. And then we say, Eina Nesar. The problem is that the Shach himself denies Eina Nesar in Simon Kufes of Kot Yud Zayin when it comes to Basa B'Cholof. So it was left with sort of Akasha. I don't know, Akasha. Not sure. Yes?
Didn't we say earlier about something similar to this that Iri, yeah, it's only Mavashal Kadei Klippa, so once it hits the Kli, so
it's patience. So the Vilna Gaon in Chav Beis has a totally different approach. He says in six words, the miyad shenochu hamayim al kliachas havi kli sheni. What does that mean? Shum. What does shum mean? Back to Simon Samaches Yudin Yadalf, which is quoted by the previous Bir Agros. What does it mean? It cannot push it in to the second kli. It already became klisheni. That's what the Chochmas Adam writes.
It's considered klisheni that the cheese was on.
In other words, the water lands. At that point, when it lands, it's still considered to be kli rishon. When it bangs, by the time it bangs into the second kli, it's already to be considered to be a what we call a klisheni.
Isn't that one had? If the other plate hadn't
No, it's cold. They're cold in a sink. No. No, 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 no. The problem is that the Biurim asked the question. You take that stream of water, which is considered to be Iruy, and consider it as if it fell in right now. It fell in right now. So he says, the Ramos Lashitaso, that when you can't do a klipa, it's never going to be usur. That's the Ramos we spoke about back in Siman Sadi Aleph, Siv Dalet. And therefore it is considered to be permissible. There's a long line to what we spoke about based on Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe seemed to say, maybe we should see Rav Moshe inside. Did we see Rav Moshe ever inside this Igros Moshe? I don't know if we ever saw it. Ben? Uh-oh. I'm out of business. Is this, press the button on this? This doesn't know what's going on. Ah.
Something?
Anything? Uh-oh.
Here's a second.
Cold the whole weekend. Try now. Uh-oh. I shouldn't be so hasty. Okay, we'll see Rav Moshe soon. As soon as we are able to warm this thing up. Oh.
It's still there, just there's no screen on it. You can still see it.
I can see. Why is that? Did I jump the gun? Well, let's try to get Rav Moshe. But why is getting Rav Moshe? Let's look at the Ramah, which is also very, very important. The Ramah says in the very next line, it happens all the time in my house and your house. Vimnimsa koro cholevis ben clay busser. Usually happens not with a koro, happens with a spoon or a knife or a fork. I found a milchika fork in my fleshika dishwasher. Or in the fleshika drawer with my wife. Oi. Happens to everybody. What's it then? Says the Ramah, Lo chayshinon shemahutchu biyachad bederach shenasar. Just found they have no idea how it got there, what happened, we don't know the history. We have a right to be lenient. Why? Right, the Taz have caught in your Dalit. Piece of Beheta, Aruch, Kosov, Afilim, Regilim, Bosov, Beis, Bais, Ladiach, Beklirishin, Mutorin, Sfek, Sfek, Sefek, Shemelo, Hutchu, Imohem. They were never rinsed together. Im Tim Salomar, Hutchu, Shemelo, Hoysa, Bas Yoma. So it is, in fact, a Sfek, Sfek. A svek svek. The Gong goes further. It's of Cotton Chav Gimel. The Lomar Zakin and Isura. Based on the Gemara Mesech Tanida. We take an optimistic view. Besides the Svara of Svek Svek. So there are two separate reasons to be made. Yes?
Wouldn't a dishwasher be different because it's so hot and all the water goes
through? We'll discuss dishwasher momentarily. Get to it, Mr. Shem. But that's what they didn't have dishwashers in those days, obviously. They had sinks of some sort. So let's talk about a dishwasher, as a matter of fact. When we get Rav Moshe, we'll see what he says about dishwashers. And for those who have the Bali HaShulchan, that's only common, here's a whole piece about dishwashers. It's the Ramaschil Shuri, on page Shintes. He says as follows. Is Rav Moshe, this is on the last narrow line. M'chonis hadochas kelim. What's it in? The big problems about it, the first wide line. One, this taste in the dishwasher. How can you use the dishwasher for fleshiks and milchiks? The taste of one will go into the other. It's in the walls. That's problem number one. Problem number two, there's meat on the fleshika dishes, and that meat will get absorbed into the wall of the dishwasher. Okay. And that's going to bang into the wall. Three, when you're washing the milchik dishes, maybe there's still some actual be'en of the meat on the bottom in the trap. Kimin reshes, it's like a net. That they, a lot of the crumbs get stuck in there. It's not washed away in the machine. Three different chashash in the dishwasher. The first chashash, we could be mate. You know why? What is it? You know by now. What is it, the first chashash? Not barnat. Not barnat. Why hatera? First you have the meat into the kli, then the kli into the machine. You're not barnat l'chatchila. No, when it comes to two kalim, we can be more lenient. As the Prima Godim said in Sifrei Das, Sifkot and Tes. So that's where Moshe writes in all his shuvas. No problem. It's not barnat. What about the second chashash? That there is actual mamoshes, goes into the wall, and when you make the milchiks, maybe it's going to come out and get it mixed in with the milk, which is on the milchik dishes. Are you worried about that? That's the question. Maybe Iru will not accomplish that. Page Shin Yud, there's one later, Shin Yud. Yesh la'ayin. He's not sure. But the third reason he's certainly worried about. What's he worried about? That the little crumbs of meat that are stuck on the bottom, hutzu derech kiluach hamayim liga bekelem achalovim atzma. We're afraid that the actual remnants of meat from the last dishwashing cycle will be banged in by the water to the dairy kli, and the kli is going to become usur. Ah, you'll say. You go, Shmashim? Let's first start your day, Chelik Aleph, Simon Men Beis. That's where we're starting. We'll move on from one to the other. We'll move from one to the other. Ah, you'll say it's Batel B'Shishim. He claims it's not true. Rabbi says, has anyone ever seen how a dishwasher works? Are any dishwashers have glass doors so you can see through what's going on? I don't have one. Anyone have one of those things? So it's a machlekes and the betzias. I'm sorry to say, we're not supposed to have those, but I guess in the 20th century we're allowed to have them. Rav Moshe writes, we'll see soon, Shuvas, whatever's left over is bottom of shishim, no problem. Rav Feivel Cohen writes in his Biurim and page Shin Yud, it's not true. This is what he writes. I'm reading what he says. He says, Pulas ha-mechonis hi lefazer ha-mayim elu b'ko v'elu b'ko v'shat ha-tazasa. It's not one stream of water. The machine makes it into a spray. A spray. It says in Biurim, it's a spray. V'leka shishim b'osam ha-tipim ha-molichim as peruri ha-basal kli ha-cholav. There aren't 60 tons in that spray compared to the little grease that's being, or piece of meat that's being pushed into the dairy dish. That's just why if you could clean it completely, okay, chash 3 wouldn't apply, but it's impossible. There's a trap on the bottom, get every last thing out. It's nearly impossible. Therefore, you shouldn't use it. Look what Rav Moshe wrote in three different shuvas, but I think I wrote Luchum. Before we get to Rav Moshe's kula by dishwasher, let's first see what Rav Moshe says over here with respect to our Ramah. We may have seen part of this a long time ago. Watch this. He tells a bliya tluya bebishul. Is what we pass on Allah Halamaisa. Okay, watch. Adamekale Bola, Mavashal goes together. Fine. Oh, here we go. Avosobi Sevehetta, which is the source of the Rabbah. The Lego Kemat Metsius. She yafted the avliya lesser kliacher. Why? The cave on the rock be also moko meakli. She yora kiluach olav. Who mafted the avliya? Berega hanegia. Adam maker the take of who maker. So look what the gross said. Right, it cools down because like the shani. That splits instant split second. Ukshenischul mishama mayim in my plate. Vegamal imlichluch haben the kliacher. Hayrek for nasim tzodinim in the klisheni. The Shivena Mavliya Vena Maflit, as the Vilna Gaon said. V'yitzuya Rakla also Adovar, She'oser Av Shitzorach Lasos Tarvayo Lahafzul Avliya, Golaras Rostin Alatarnagolis. Avshu rak mishum shemafsu mitchila es adam umavliot techef, because they're within a kadei klipa of each other. That's what I'm trying to say. Avo bekelim lo mashkachas lo also a kli sagi bagon levad lo also kshakiluach uisu o shemurach alav isu ben ulu kli acher hari b'mokam acher shekvanas a kli sheni rak ula yitzuyor kishenogin shnei kelim umunachim. Almost impossible. Yeah. Urak mitzvah sakli shekadei klipa shelo urak mashu. It's always going to be shishim. He basically says what we said, that you can never have two kelim within a kadei klipa of each other. That's what Rabbi Moshe says. So therefore, Rabbi Moshe is passing the halacha over here, pshat in the Ramah. Pshat in the Ramah. Okay. Therefore, the Ramah is correct. Ein Yisrael kshayachad v'yavliya lo nesu mishum tu kidin bishul shalazehu b'din klisheni. Not going to be a problem. I, the Shuman Davuk, as we says, Maf Mavliok Mishum Tol B'Bishul, Shtei Asios, only Bishul can achieve it. So the Chamem HaShuman Ulavlio, it's also considered to be Shnei Meiser. And we thought that, what we said before, you don't even need this, because now we're going to take Klippa of each other. It was all Rav Moshe, Rav Osai, in Chelek Aleph Simon, Mem Beis. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, I want to talk to you about, I want to come back to this. I want to first talk to you about dishwashers. How do we get to Chelek Beis? Hold on. You go to Moshe. How do we get out of to the next one? Let me press.
Go to here.
There. I start all over again, in other words.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not fair. I want Yerodea Chelik Beis. Yordei Chelik Beis in Lechav Ches. Okay? It's written to Rabbi Zacharish. Don't I hear from Detroit? Is a Rav in Detroit? He's still in Detroit, Leonardo. It's almost 50 years later. Wow. Okay? Get to a good place, stay there. Okay? So he writes as follows. Dishvasher. Right? It's Pashut why I can use the same dishwasher. Why? So betzvu not by not, shemutah be basal lechal aviyipcha. Ramot tzadi hay gimel. Od yoser. I feel but also not mayim shutchu ben akli basar. Mutah ladiach gam kein akli chalav. Achas shenitlu misham akli basar. Im lo ya ben. O shohay shem mayim shishim b'neged ben. Koshke bekan she mayim achem. It's a different cycle, different water. For carrot, he's machmir. What's he machmir? And he matzuch shamash shemenicha makelen mizerax. Sarchu achem, different racks. Umitam, Shemotu Shishar Dova Be'en, Mea Bosa Veshuman, Viyiga Beaklichola, Vechenipcha. So that's why it requires two racks. It's gonna wash it away. Yeah, it could be there, and you're not gonna look for it, and therefore, that's why we have to have two different racks. But fundamentally, there's no problem whatsoever in having the same dishwasher for meat and dairy, because not bar not. Says it again in Simul Chavtes. Same thing. Dishwasher is written 8 years later to Rabbi Fishman and Tavshin Lamed Bey. The first one was Chav Dalet. There's no problem. Bosu Bechavs, Derech Bishul. Give me the whole background over here. Tosfis, right? Hutach hutchu biyachat kli rishin hutchu bezechar zem mutter kamelonis arva watamim biyatzman kedikosav ataz kol tam nisarv tchil b'mayim and the gra nitzar biyatzam adin afi olson amayim ayirashar and litan shem achash hutchu kli b'os you just recycle the water but the b'shish mashitzrach nisharex R-A-C-K-S Shaminichan aleihem akelim yu acherim mechashash amishol amokam shemunah klibos amat meashumen b'en amokam zeh yaniach achakak klicholav shivla klimeh b'en. We're not worried about the defanas adishvasher yovu mat shumen meachashu rochav meakelim. You're not worried that's going to have the some kind of the grease on the wall to be pushed back into the dish. That's not happening. So the Rosh has two tshuvas to be matted to the same dishwasher for flesh, because those are different racks. Yes?
Can you use soap in the dishwasher also?
Oh, we'll come to the soap. Soap, irabosa, is going to be a very important maramakam for simen sari hey sif dalet. That was not put on the maramakam as yet. Maybe we'll have a chance to see a little bit today, because it's a second point, which perhaps we'll get to a little later on today if we have time. Very good. An excellent point. The soap, sure soap. So many tzaras to be made. To my knowledge, rabosai, I don't know of anyone personally who uses the same dishwasher for fleshes and milks. Do you? Do you use it yourself?
No, I
know. You know who knows someone who uses the same dishwasher for milks? You know someone? Sfarim may have a bigger make. Because Sfarim have a will make them up or not. You know someone? Ashkenazi? Okay. Can't blame him. Hey, he follows Ramesha. Does he use two racks or different?
I think they have separate racks.
Separate racks? Oh, Ramesha's psa.
Does Ramanun a lot count?
I don't know. A lot. I don't know. Does that know? Don't know. So this is Rav Moshe's tshuva. Let's go back now. So the biurim is worried by other chashoshes. He's worried that there's some little band in the bottom which is going to splish in. It's not going to be both of the shishim. That's shemachlokas in the metzias. I don't know how this works. I can't say for sure who's right. I can't say for sure who's right. I just don't know. I do not know. Rabosai, do our dishwashers, they have hot water intake from the tap water, correct? Do they have their own independent heating system within the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. I looked up how it works.
They do. Because yeah. Ramosha says no. Ramosha's on the cliche anyway, because it's only Irui.
It says there's a heating element that heats the water.
Oh, that may make it into a cliche. They make it worse. I mean, still.
Well, it's 130 to 140.
That's Yatzel Lettuce, Mo.
And
that's
then a pump propels the water to the water jets, and it's like a sprinkler on.
Oh, so Rabbi Cohen is right. It's a sprinkler. It's not one big stream. You use the word jets.
Yeah, it says where it's forced out and sprayed against the.
Sprayed! It's a bad word. That was the word that he used. Hutas. Rav Moshe kept talking about it. It's bottled in the kiluach. Kiluach is about 60 times. No problem. 60 times. You know, there's one more tshuva.
I think commercial dishwashers work like Rav Moshe.
Oh, yeah? As a matter of fact, he was mad at a certain commercial dishwasher. Let me find you one more tshuva, Moshe. Go back over here, Yerodea. Chelek is bathed. I want to go to the next Chelek. Shall we do that? Chelek Gimel. Simon Yud. Watch this now. Simon Yud, Moshe. Watch this. This is, what year is this? Tov Shin Lamed Hey, to Rabbi Olbaum from Hugon Hills, the famous Rabbanim. Rabbi wrote him a letter. Yeah, I found a little time to answer your question. No, this is base. Oh, that's good. Base, where's the letter base? Base. Rambo. Hutchu zech hazeh shari has only been the evet, right? Rav Moshe's whole kula was using different water, and the Ramah himself says beferish, hutchu zech hazeh is mutter. Beforeish Ramah, black on white, right over here in Simon Tzadihei Sif Gimel, avlam hutchu zech hazeh or klisheni is mutter. It's only been the evet. Pshit poshet she'en okay. The aflachat chila mutter ladiach hachakach she'en shem hakli bosa shedichu chila. How do you know? Because the Taz, look at the Taz. Taz of cotton yud aleph explains this in one line Taz. I feel the klirisham not bar not. Kevin on this arvo atamim. This is a classical case of not bar not. Bar not tells what not bar not stands for. No sin taba, no sin taba, Baruch Hashem. Kevin is arvo atamim. And the gross is the same thing. Mamish dogim shalom bekara, mut loch lebekutach, is mut lechat chila. Everyone agrees, before she did. And the shach is exactly the same thing he claims. In Sivkotin, tes zayin, what does he say? Aval im hutchu bezeach hazeh, have a mamish ki dogim shen esbashu begnera shalboso tleel deshar. Mamish. So it sounds like it's lechat chila. Lechat chila, rabosai. So he argues with Rabbi Olbom about this nakud. Oh. Second. This is what he says. Nakli bus, nakli bus. Raka shakelem udokha, varova pomim, hu yosem ishishim. He says this, the water has much more than 60 times. He is talking about, and he says against, it's also counterfactual. Ein amayim is bashm shom, elaborim l'shom mayim kayodua. I don't understand, Rabbi, what are you writing? B'dir kelim, hu kli bosav amayim is bashm shom. Lo muvan klal. Oh, he didn't know the facts, Rabbi Shem. Maybe in his day, it was 1975, didn't have it that way. You should check up on your internet. In 75, they already had these things. So there's none of machlokas in the Metzius. Is it one long stream, Rav Moshe, or is it a spray, Beurim, or Rafa Vakon? Is it heated from the outside, it's coming from the tap water, or is it a separate independent heating on the inside? Again, Rav Moshe the first and Rav Olbam the second. Apparently Rav Olbam is right in the Metzius of today. At least anyway today is right. So can I tell you? So this was a very serious problem. That's why no one should ever use a dishwasher for milchus inflation. You just don't do it. But what we do use is a sink. We both say a sink. Back to the sink from Medina Zoo. Okay? This is written way back in 1958. Oh, a long time ago. A long, long tshuva. Get to the very end. Okay. This paragraph. Because of afladech basink gufe. I like that word. Sink. You wash your dishes in the sink itself. Shim yadu ashayashuman basar bien Allah b'makom shakilu acholach sham. If you know for a fact that there was grease, meat grease, on the exact spot where the water from the faucet fell, uva also mesliyes within 24 hours, hayal also amokom on the exact same spot, mamish, shuman chalof, milchik grease. No, worst case scenario. Hoyanesak de klipa shum. She totally zorm eladiach shum kalim, lechatchila bofan shiyishtava maya mea kalim ala sink. Uvidiev is not shaykh to answer it. There's always going to be 60, right? He goes into the details. No, we should be macho lechatchila. But nowadays, he says, they don't use the sink itself. On dapa miyuchon on the bus, on the bottle, on the bottle. People have these racks. That's how I grew up. With a flesh sugar rack and a milk of different colors. And then there's going to be more, even more makel. And shum chashash b'dievet afla balei nefesh. Heter gomu. This is in contrast, Rabbi Osai, to the Minchas Yitzchak. A Dayan Weiss, quoted by the Biurim, by the Shulchan. He says, in order to wash dishes and you only have one sink, you have to get a big tub. A flesh sugar tub and a milk sugar tub. And put the water in the tub. And wash them in independent tubs. You can't wash, use the sink even with separate racks. That's his psak. Rabbi Sai, by a show of hands, who has one sink in the house for milchus inflations? Who has a tub, two separate tubs? Yeah? You were following Rabbi Dayan Weiss, okay? So we at least two people have. But we don't, most of us don't do that. We have only one. And if you have one Rav Moshe's Mikra Din, you don't even need two separate racks. A chumrah. The sink itself, the chances of it becoming treif are minuscule. Almost impossible for it to become treif. Almost impossible. How can it become treif? Especially Father Ramon. It's almost impossible to become treif. How can it become treif? Without the soap. We'll get the soap later. How can it become treif? The chance of it happening, it's almost impossible. And we shall get to see this, that the this kula, I believe, is endorsed at the very end of one of our favorite svarim, the Megillah Sefer, where he too says, if you're based on everything we learned, the chances of something becoming treif in a sink today are infinitesimal. Infinite, it's come out impossible for it to happen. Came out impossible. It almost can't happen. Oh. Why can't it happen? As we said before, there are more makel in this entire sheet, in this entire idea. And the Chumra Bosai is only in a very rare chance. And we saw the Ramah says, B'diyevet at least, Ein Machzik in Yisr. So Avada L'chadchili, you shouldn't watch Tesh and Lutz together, Mamish. But in case it happened, post facto, everything's going to be kosher. You know, you'll say, oh yeah, I found a milchik, a knife, and I was washing Tesh and Lutz in the sink. Gvalt! Okay, Gvalt, don't do it again. But B'diyevet, that you did it and you washed it, it's an all likelihood kosher. The Megillah says at the very end, says that's true. It's almost impossible to answer this. Question, of course, becomes, what if the kelim touch each other? We have a Tosfos. Open up to the Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, on Kuf Yud Beis. Oopie. The Tosfos, what did I just do with it? I just turn everything off?
Yeah.
No. That's what I'm gonna do. You won't have nothing on anyway. Let's open to the Tosfos and see what it says. Rabbi Osai, open to the Tosfos, please. Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis. Tosis is bothered if you're washing fleishig dishes in a milchika kli, pot, pan, etc. Tosis has two problems. Two problems. End of the Tosis. Top toes, Kufiyut Beis. Why? Why? Last 8 lines. Fafilu ein shavnunis be'en osir. Why? Two reasons. One, da'koros nogos b'machvas v'nifla tam mizelezeh v'avitam sheni b'yisr. Reason number one, they touch each other. Reason number two, v'yod lo domi klal adogun shalom b'korah. Tok shatam sheni shabosav shacholav nichnas b'mayim miyad nesra mayim. There's no smooth landing. V'chozim v'yosim akaras v'amachvas. V'mechad ben yomar. Then it's okay. Two separate reasons are given. Rabbi Osai, if the two touch each other, what's going to be? So the second reason won't apply. Why? We're not putting them both in the same pan, fleshy condition in the middle of the pan. There's hot water from the sink, from the tap, that's sliding along from one to the other. They're not in the same that they meet each other. No, it goes from one to the other. So the second vart of Tosis would not apply Pashas. What about the first vart of Tosis? Says the Megillah Sefer, we don't pass in this way. We're not worried about it. Who said so? The Taz. Turn about it to the Taz if you don't mind. Simon Sadi Dalit, Rabosai, Sivkoton Zion. This point is made by the Biurim in Balei HaShulchan, Dimamaskel V'yesh, right in Siv Gimel. He makes that point as a very, very important point. Very important point. He says, Sadi Dalit, Sivkoton Zion. Please turn. Taz. Says, "Hakdeira ena bas yoma olehepech or the shishim akol." In the boat bas yomas, everything is bas yoma. But the 60 tons in the water compared to what the kli is mutter. Says the Taz, "Pirish afilum shneim bnei yom for kosher. Fitam arishin besimin sadiyesiv gimel. Aliyesh osun demachashinon shemen nogu akoras b'machvas v'ochanami nechush." Shemen noga akaf beguf hakadeira umamor shishim demikomagon bolas akaf v'hava botam sheni. How does shishim in the water help if the two can't touch each other? There could be a direct connection from one cleat to the other. Who cares about the water? Tzarech lomar, tesvile, ketam ha-shenish da'asa, te'eshloch ha-shem ha-nesru ha-mayim, v'kan ein chashash zeh, kevin she'eshish. What he's saying in a nice way is, we don't paskin the first svar of Tosfos Kuf Yud Beis. You know why? The Urim explains. We paskin ein kli, ein balua, yotzi mikli likli, below rotev. Tom after Nakim. Doesn't go out without rotev. So what does the first day in Tosfos hold? I want to quote as the right, and Tosfos holds faket. Balua is yotzi mikli likli below rotev. We saw this a long time ago. And there's someone who's a pshat in the Ramah that is choshish for the shita that balua is yotzi mikli likli below rotev. That's Tosha shita. Some favor from the Rishon we had last time. Tosfos. For this first reason, it holds that way. But the bottom line is we don't paskin that way. We paskin, it's not all, but we could be Rorota, so we have a right to be Mekel in the Shaila. We hold the second Chashash of Tosfos, not the first Chashash of Tosfos, Rabosai. This is what the Biurim says, Bari Shulchan says, the Megillah Sefer says, so they have Halacha L'maisa, everything's going to be Mutter at the end of the day. Any questions? Very, very important. So when it comes to sinks, we have a right to be Mekel, at least with the Yevet. Avad, it's better to have two sinks. If I had room in my kitchen, I'd have two sinks also. We only have one room. I grew up with one sink. My parents had a small kitchen. We have even a smaller kitchen. We have one sink. We don't have any separate tubs. We do the best we can. Is this a separate rack? So if we need separate racks, Rav Moshe writes. So there's room to be mekel. That's what Rav Moshe says. It's with all of our chumras, there's a lot of room to be mekel. It's certainly be the Eved and Shas HaTzchak of the Eved. We can't afford two sinks. Okay, Rav Moshe. Let's turn our attention now to the soap. The issue of soap is something which is in our Siman Tzadeh Hei. Just didn't have a chance to get to it yet. Let's get to it right now. Soap. Siman Tzadeh Hei, Siv Dalet. Yeroli. Look carefully. Yeroli. Shem Nosnu Efer B'mayim Chamin Shebiyora. Kodem Shenichu Akderes B'socha. Afal Pish Hashuman Dovek B'hem. Mutter. Tadei ha'efer, who knows Saint Tam lefgam. Efer is ashes, it's pretty inert. But even that gets bad taste. Soap? Yuck. I saw some possible sense say that some soap tastes good. Huh? Rabbi say, is that true? It may have some kind of fragrance they put into it, you know, that's true. Good. Smells good. Taste, soap tastes good. How can it be? Soap tastes good. I saw Postcom said it. I couldn't believe what I saw. Maybe tomorrow, shall we? Huh?
It's dangerous to have kids around that.
Why?
And it makes shampoo taste bad, specifically so children
can
eat it.
It's dangerous to ingest.
Yeah. Is this the source why some people say when, like, last summer the whole Starbucks thing came up?
That's correct. One of the coolest for Starbucks that everything's washed with soap. That's correct. So let's take a look. Let's take a look what the poskim say. They use Efer. Look at the Taz Tetzvav. Ramon said Taz Tetzvav. The Fizeh ain't Iser im Nafal Boris Shakoran Zaif. Borit is the modern Hebrew word. Is that true for soap? Borit?
Sabon.
Sabon. I forgot. Sabon. Boris is a Tanakhic word. In Yirmiyo. Right? Chapsi Beneser, Boris. That's what I learned from when I was in school. Hosi Michalev and Tochtavshul, Sherab Boris, Yeshbo Efer, Shos Nelson Michalev. That's what he said. Vitzorach Yenarazu, Shver Psak, says the Taz, Os Tesvav. Till the Ael Simon Pezain, Kosav Ramo, Takli Shosim Baumayim Lahafibas Harosh, Regilus Ularba Bosom Bechol. He's worried about it. If Kevin Jos Tan of Gam, Ain Shame Yisra Bosom Bechol of the Gam. What are you worried about? What's the Maril? Tzorachi and the Maisa. That's his kasha, the Shach, the Taz, Tesvav. The Shach is also unhappy. The Shach said, Kotten Chaf Aleph. Yeroli, he first starts up with it. Din ze lo nimsa b'shum poisik. V'lo shemechad me'achronim iskiru. Gam be'beis Yosef lo iskiru. Ad Rabba. Masha de b'divri ha'poskim. De ein shum takona lahagel kli ben yomo. Imlo shish b'mayim shishim negarakli. Whoa. We spent a lot of time on this a few weeks ago. There's no way to kasher a kli if it's ben yomo without 60. Why? What are we afraid about? the taste will go from the pot to the water and right back to the pot. And it's all going to be mushbach meikara, which we don't allow. Because of Tosfos in Chul and Daf Kuf, which we saw, Chul and Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't say Chanan, except by Bosa B'cholov. Nicha, Mashat Tzivsa, Torah, Lahagel, Klemidyon, B'nei Yomon. What happened? Nichach Shiri Ogadol, there's no Shishim. En B'mayim Shishim, Kenegdo, V'amayim Nesarim. Pirusha Nicha, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Kilo Nasa, Mayim, Kula Nevela. U'ma'at Yisra, Niflot, B'nei Yora, Chozer, V'nivla, B'socho, Magilo Shein, is the second time. Also, Ma'at Yisra, Botel, B'shishim, B'mayim. Second time around, Frank the Shach, the Imisa, that the Mechav is right. Hello, a Torah lo bo lulmod el lahagel kol chal kedine. V'imish ramayim yosru, the water's going to become treif and ask the pot. Hoyika takata the efer. Why just use ashes? Therefore, you see from the Torah kedosh itself, no such possibility exists. That's the kasha of the Shach against the Mechav. So the Mefarshim say, wait a minute. You want to say this is a Gilyan Marsha. You should have a Yosha Ranach. You want to say that ashes, that soap, are not negative enough? We'll find you something else. We'll find you something which is absolutely putrid. Something else which is totally impossible to go near. So how can that be a kasha? The answer must be, turn to the pre-chodesh, Rabbosai. Please turn, you don't have it. Some of you have it. Pre-chodesh, some of you have in the back here in Simon Sadi Hey, Siv Dalit. Those who have it should look inside. Those who don't, I'll read it to you. He says, the Shach is guilty of, it's impossible to say that, because something's going to be mutter. Hold on a second. Siv Katan, Yud Tes. The Shach says, no one ever said this before. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ain't Kusha. The below Tarovas Tabaracha Myria Poskama Niskarim. They have plain water. You'll tell me Afer is not pole game, but there's certainly something in the world that's just pole game. So we can fix that up for Kli Ben Yomu. Come on. Something. So therefore, we don't accept the Shach's Chumra, says the Pre-Chodesh. Now here's where it gets a little tricky. The question is, could you kasher something a ben yomo without shishim on the following grounds? You put in soap, so when the taste goes from the pot to the soap and back again, so then it's pogum meikara. It's pogum meikara. Pogum meikara, we're makealon. And midoraisa b'pshuto, we won't ask her anything. Moses Pagum. So the answer the Mefarshim give is to the Shach's Kasha, as I told you before, the Torah is talking about water. So it's not talking about using funny things. Halacha lemaiser, Rabbi Osai. There are certain hashkochos that in certain limited cases, when they want a kasher and they can't wait 24 hours, they are pogain. They put something, caustic acid. They put caustic acid into the water, and this is going to cause a pegima. However, Rabbi Osai, if you look at the Chavos Das, if caught in Yud Gimel, you'll see it's not so poshut. This everybody has, no excuse. Chavos Das, if caught in Yud Gimel. Everybody has it, let's look inside. Chavos Das, if caught in Yud Gimel. The Shach is, Tosfos says, Hechi Gilu Klei Midyon, Kasha Be'efer. Right? Kasha Be'efer. And the place he has the kasha, just kasha twice. First time with Afer, make it pogum, and the second time use water. And what do you need libun for? Right, if it comes in with fire, it goes out with fire. What's the problem? Yagil be Afer v'yivka matam, kasha it with ammonia, and the whole thing will stink, and it'll be pogum meikara. Psh. Says the Chavos Das, v'ein ze klum. Last three lines. Devarei hatam sheyotza v'nivla be'efer nifka. Yes, you're right. Whatever went into the soap and came back in again to the pot is pogum. Aval dover abalua bedofnei akli shelo nifla yidei ha'agola. Whatever's deep, deep in the walls of the kli, which is not going to come out through kashering with water. Varei delo nifka me'ha'efer shemivashim besocho. It will not become pogum when you cook ammonia or afer or something else such as soap. Toloyadinan kama bola. We don't know how much absorbed. For emalo bola klume abishal shal afer lanifkim kla. Very nice that afer is a bad taste. So does ammonia, so does soap. How do you know how much got in? Now he's talking specifically about a case where it absorbed in the fire. So you can argue the part that absorbs in the fire comes out of the fire is so deep in that the water is not going to touch it. It's not going to be absorbed that deeply in. But the impression of the Chavis Das, even if it's absorbed only in water, he's a little bit afraid. What's his Lashon? Eima lo bola klum mea bishel shalev mevlo nifkum. How can that be? If you cook a soap, it's going to have to go in. Maybe he only means the part that's all the way in, which wouldn't come out except for libun. That's what he means. It's not completely clear the kavana of the Chavis Das over here at the very end of Sifkot and Yogimel. Not totally clear what he's driving at. Not clear.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the question of the Taz asking from a Chumra of the Ramah that the Ramah himself says is just a Chumra?
Yeah, so what therefore?
So why should that be a Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch? And even the Ramah would agree with it. I mean, the Taz was saying, I don't understand, Shulchan Aruch, why are you saying that the Pogam works? Why was the Ramah worried about it over there? Clearly we're worried about it. But the Ramah says himself that it's only a Chumra of the Alma.
Okay, I mean that's one of the answers. Pass. To Rabos Halacha Lamaisa, if the soap in your dishwasher or in your kitchen when someone washes dishes and makes a mistake, we have every right to be Mekel Halacha Lamaisa. It seems to me, based upon the Pesach of the Mechaber, as long as the soap is there from the very beginning, soap that's not there from the beginning, want to be pogim afterwards, something came in b'shvach, that's already tricky. We don't know how far it gets in, how deep it gets in. That's tricky. But if the soap was there from the very beginning, it's okay. The problem is some dishwashers have different cycles. Ever see? Who's ever loaded a dishwasher? Who's ever put the soap in? How does it work? Is the soap exposed immediately? When I was a kid, I did it at my mother's house. There were two compartments. One was open and one was closed. And the one went in right away. And the second one came in, kicked in halfway through the cycle. Does that still work that way? Basically? As long as one is exposed immediately, then it's pogum from the very beginning. There are those who claim there's so much water that the soap is butler b'shishim in the water and won't be pogum the food. Monashach. If it's butler b'shishim, then it's butler b'shishim, then it won't crave in the first place. If it's not butler b'shishim, then the soap is gonna render it unfit. So in a dishwasher, we don't use lechatchila. But in our sinks, I've often had a shayla. Someone, by mistake, took the wrong scrubber. If you have two scrubbers, a fleshig and a milchiker, and scrubbed the fleshig dish with a milchiker scrubber. Gewalt! My first question, was it soap? I get the question. The housekeeper washed dishes and it was fleshig and milchiker. My first question, was it soap? Dishwasher almost always answers soap. But even if not, it's almost always soap. And the soap doesn't taste good. And we have a right to be combined this sirif lekula of soap because it's a tremendous leniency. Otherwise, if you don't have the soap cooler, you have a lot of trouble. So we pass halacha lemaisa. It seems to me to rely upon the heter of soap, even though the shach and the taz are somewhat questioning of it. Rabosa, any questions you have? It's very important to it's a critical halacha. In your lifetime, in your kitchen, it's going to come up. I give you my word. It's going to come up. Yes, sir.
This means soap is not an hechsher.
In my opinion, soap does not need a hechsher. I once said this, I'll give it two historical insights about this. When I came to Riverdale, this goes back to the very beginning, I think it was my first or second, one of my earlier years there, there was a pre-Pesach question and answer, I think it was held in SAR, if I'm not mistaken. And I was asked to speak, and I spoke. And somebody asked me a question, what about the fact that at that point in time, the they call him, I don't know if they still call him that, he's Stilwell. What Stilwell is? Still called Stilwell?
Sure.
He used to have a Hechsher, and then they took the Hechsher off for Pesach. So Gavalt, if you want to use a Stilwell, had soap in it, can you use it for Pesach? So I said, yes. I said, there's no Hechsher. I said, it's not edible, it's no problem. I was reported by one of the Balabatim from that group, not from my shul, that they think that Young Israel hired a reform rabbi. Because how can this crazy rabbi be matter when the OU took their Hechsher off the soap? How can the rabbi say it's totally okay to Pesach? What can I tell you? I think it's totally inedible. It's still with soap. So then why do you need a Hechsher for? I'll answer you. Some people put soap in the mouth. That's right. And when my kids were growing up, there were two Averis which were punished Mida Keneged Mida with soap. One was biting. When they offered it, he bit me. No, I didn't. Look, here's the teeth marks. Yeah, it's his teeth. He made believe, and he put his own teeth marks on his hand. This happened in my house on an occasional basis. If we could demonstrate that, in fact, you have to have dental implant, you have to have a dental, see whose teeth it is, you have to figure out who's. The punishment was immediate. Wash with soap. There was another Avera. Not still. That's why we use the OU soap. OU dishwashing soap. Didn't taste that terrible. I put one mashal on my finger. You see? I'm putting it in as a punishment. You should remember the man yishmu v'yiro. You shouldn't do it again. And the second aver was if the kids would use nibble peh. Pick it up in the street, you know, in the playground. And boy, yes, I'm sorry to say it. So they picked it up. And they kind of just, what? The king used those words. Come to me. A little drop of soap. So I was forced to say that the soap didn't need a heksha, even though maybe this had a heksha. So they had a heksha, because in case a father wants to punish his children with a mashu of soap, he should do it only in very rare occasions. I'm not saying he should do this regularly, but we did it. And it was an important lesson. I hope it was successful. We would that we wouldn't need it, but you know, people unfortunately, mida keneged mida. That's what I think. Heksha is a good thing to have. In case they need it for punishment of children. Yes?
All the tinyanim that we're learning with Mr. Tam and Mr. Tam and all these things, we're learning that with Rechala, does it apply the same by Shara Surin as well?
No! Shara Surin was much worse.
Right.
Much, much worse. Because there it's not Banati Yisura.
And then what about Mr. Tam? Like, for instance, let's say a sink where somebody.
That's another reason, but the Yevid, somebody took your kosher dishes and washed it in a mamish tray for sink.
Yeah.
It was used for chazer. They washed it in some kind of a motel or something, who knows what. The answer is, if it wasn't used in 24 hours for hot tarfus, what you washed here was kosher b'diyev. That does apply that head. Yes. Yes, it applies when it applies. We also could say, stam kelim ene b'nei oma. So there's another reason to be made, unless you know for a fact that it was used within 24 hours. I want to discuss two more items in the 10 minutes that remain. And then we'll, if we have a minyan. And I'm just leading into, we have to talk about tomorrow. There's two more things. One, please turn to the Gemara Kuf Yud Beis, which is not a Gemara that we're going to be discussing at length, but it comes up in Simen Sadi Hey, that's why we have to see it. We saw this a long time ago, where the Gemara says, Maho lanuche kada de milcha ba de kada de kimcha. Can you put two kadim one next to another? Amalei Asim. I want to take you right away to save a lot of time to the Hagos Ashri in Simon Lamed Aleph Abayis. Take a look. I want to show you one brief line, one word. Lamed Beis. Quote Sakamara, can you put one next to the other? Yes, no. The Rosh course is toast is also on Lamed Beis. And lesser mitam zelos is besoch teva achas kachel boso etzel kachel cholov. The miser zehirish lo yipo zel zeh. You'll be careful about it. When it comes to salt, you're not so careful. Says the Hagos Hashri. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Kosta b'shem Rashi. Sheyesh lahach mish lo laniach shnei tavshil and shel boso v'cholov somach zel zeh. B'teva achas. Shem yis arva v'lo yedu. Im lo sheyechazenu b'tov. You would be the Yevet, Dilma lo magzinan Yisura b'sharim. So having seen this, open the Shulchan Aruch again briefly. The Siman Tzadi Hey Sif 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 Hey and Vav. And Manichin Kli Shesh Bo Kutach, it's a Kli Shesh Bo Melach, because your phrase is going to go in. But Vav Muta Litin Betoch Teva Kachel Basar, it's a Kachel Cholov. Ramah Yesh Machmirin Lechatchila V'Tov Lizar Lechatchila B'Malkon Shein Tzorach. Therefore, what do you do about a refrigerator? Refrigerator, all kinds of things. I saw in the post, you have to have a separate shelf for milk, it's going to separate shelf for fleishiks, and they keep one on top of each other, it's going to leak it. Ganz so chumrus. Rabbos, I want to, by show of hands, in your refrigerator at home, who has separate shelves for fleishiks and separate for milk?
In certain lists, you require separate
fridges altogether. That's in a commercial establishment. It's going to be a disaster otherwise. But in a private home, a private kitchen, I never grew up this way. I don't have it this way. So Bar Shulchan says we should try to cover everything. Should we try to do? Can it ever happen a leak? Yes. There've been known to be leaks. I have to be careful about it. But to be machber, we should be machber, not to leave uncovered fleshings and uncovered milks in the fridge. I think we should do that. But if it's covered, we have room to be made. Yes.
What's the problem if there's a leak? Everything's cold. So
yeah, but
the problem would be if it got into the other food.
Right. It can happen.
Okay,
so try. So now, Rabosai, we are going to have our entree into Siman Tzadiva, which is tomorrow's Siman. But looking at Siman Tzadi Hesif based in the Ramah, which we had skipped until now. And we skipped for a good reason. I don't regret that we skipped it, because it would have been premature to discuss it in any detail before right now. This is our segue from Tzadi He into Tzadiva. After the whole Nat Bar Nat story, the Ramah adds in Tzadi Hesif Sif Beis. The Kozek Shamachal Eno Davachorif. Avalam Haya Davachorif Kagon. Shebishlu Dvorim Harifi Bikli Shabasar. Afilu Eno Ben Yomo. O Shedochu Talim Bemodoch Shabasar. In Bishlu Becholov. O Sir Afilu Bedeyevet. Adiika Shishin Tinegara Bosar. Abalu Aben. Komakom Lo Mikri Machal Davachorif. Bishlu Ma'at Tavlin Shabo. Rakim Shkulo Davachorif. Ruba Kakula, I and the Kamansim in Tzadivav. So the whole idea of Davachorif are both sides in Tzadivav. Davachorif potentially, I'm just going to give you the overview today, and I want you to see the text tomorrow. And again, if you get it before me tomorrow, just start the Sugya on Kuf Yud Bey, Kuf Yud Alf and Alf, going over the Kuf Yud Beys, and take a look at the Tosis Aval and the Tosis Arosh. If you look at the Rosh, the Bechamunis, you'll see much more. And then get the Siman Tzadivav, Sif Alf, if you have time. But I'll try to have the Makoros that before then. But for right now, in introductory, there are three possible chumras that apply to a Davachorif, which do not apply to typical foods. One we just saw here, that we do not apply Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat applies to regular bland foods, but does not apply to Davachorif. This is derived from the very last line of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, with the first Rashi towards its end, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, yields such a conclusion. There's no Nat Bar Nat when it comes to Davachorif, because Davachorif pulls out a tremendous amount of taste. Based upon the Gemara of Tznon, this is Kula number one, which may not apply to Davachorif, namely, Rabosai, what? Nat Bar Nat. Yes, sir. Very good question. Does it depend upon whether Nat Bar Nat is based upon Bittel, it's also a Pesach we saw, or whether it's commandless, if it doesn't exist, but even on Pesach? I'm not sure, because here the question is this qualified to be Nat Bar Nat? You may recall, it's going to be critical for the beginning of tomorrow's year. There are Rishonim who say that when it comes to Bittel or Tzli, we don't say Nat Bar Nat. Because a lot was pulled out. This Rabosa, I can tell because you learned this already. Rabosa, we learned this Tosis, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Give a look. This is, again, a segue into tomorrow's shir to remind yourself of what we saw a while ago. Rabosa, Tosfis Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis goes over to Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph with a discussion of when we do or don't apply the principle of not barnat. Okay. Tos is the beginning. On Kushvit Aleph Med Beis brings a raya to be machba like the Rivan, that Bishul extracts more taste. Where did he get it from? Snown. Shechotchu besakin. The last time was we'll see tomorrow. The also the ochle bekudach b'shem the agav churfe bolatfe v'choshem kachat taima. V'nis bashlu lo gara mitzno. Tosis claims cooking is not going to pull out more than a sharp radish in cold with a knife. Tosis claim. The problem was he tomorrow immediately is we paskin mikir adin l'kula. The mechaber certainly mekil when it comes to bishul. But it's machba when it comes to snow against Tosus and numerous Rishonim who had the same as Tosus. That's the beginning of Tamar Shi. That's one chumra. You don't say not by not by davar charef. Okay, which is one pshat in the Gemara of snow. One the second day in Rashi against the first day, as I said, it's because of the congealed fat on the surface of the knife. That's chumra number one. Chumra number two. Chumra number two is right in front of us here in the Ramah. Afilu eino ben yomo. Rebbeinu Shalala, what happened to the did of Natlap? No son of Gam. What happened to it? The Ramah suggests it disappears in the face of Davar Charef. Where did he get it from? A Gemara B'Feresh in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes, which Tosfos quotes, we'll see tomorrow, Kuf Yud Beit, the Masal Agav. That's Chumah number two. Chumah number three, that even though normally if things don't, if it's dry, things don't go more than a kalipa or maximally a netila. When it comes to davar charef, it is bolea bakula. Wow. Three chumas. Where did that come from? The same Gemara, Avodah Zarah Lamentes, which the Tosfos HaRosh refutes, we'll get to tomorrow. So the three Chumas by davar charef, and yet each one, if you put them all together, it really can be very, very daunting. What's the review of the three chumas? No, not barnat. No, ena ben yomo. No limitation to klipa natila. I guess we should say the most important of them all. No rule that nothing is absorbed in cold. Until today, everything had to be hot. It's the biggest of the exceptions. You know, it's cold as a bliya. So I guess there are only four. Wow. Did we say yesterday in Haftarah? Ashlosha Pishi, Barbara Ashivan. Four things that Davar Charef achieves. This is according to some authorities. Many of them are controversial. So then tomorrow we'll start the major sugya, Pesiyat of the Shemaya, of Davar Charef. Okay? Do we have a minion for Mincha? Who wants to stay for Mincha? Raise your hand. Okay, good. Ashrei Shavei Sech.